with us in this morning hour as we hear the word of Isaiah and reflect on the judgment and the promise of Advent. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is really the lesson appointed for today, with these three verses selected for particular attention. How the faithful city has become a harlot, she that was full of justice. Therefore the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, ah, I will vent my wrath on my enemies and avenge myself on my foes. And I will restore your judges as at the first and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Here ends the text. As I first read the lesson appointed for our worship this morning, visions of the prophets danced through my head. A picture of Jonah approaching the people of Israel and pronouncing upon them the judgment of God for their misdeeds. The picture of Elijah predicting the drought in Israel because of the apostasy of the people and the sin of the king. The picture of Isaiah confronting Ahaz and the people of his day because of their meaningless worship and their trust in false gods. Oh, I heard the cry of John in the wilderness, crying, you brood of vipers, repent! And the voice of Jesus saying to the scribes and Pharisees, you whitewashed tombs. And I knew that I was being invited to speak to a very select group of my peers, who as much as I need to be reminded of the need to remain faithful to God's call, faithful to the purity of his word, and faithful to the preaching of that word. And I remembered that it's oh so easy to let our wine become mixed with water as we confuse law and gospel and end up preaching a message which neither confronts nor comforts. I remember that it's oh so easy, especially in this season of the year, to picture the people of our God and ourselves as those who run after gifts and so incur the wrath of our God because something other than our fear, love, and trust in him has taken first place in our lives. And so this emphasis almost became the focus of my message for today. But then I reread the lesson. And as I did, I remembered again what time of the year it is, as we have now entered the Advent season, and suddenly another picture presented itself. The picture of Jesus, following his healing of the man by the pool of Bethesda, saying to those who were angry with him because he had healed on the Sabbath, and had even asked that man to work on the Sabbath by carrying his pallet, Jesus saying, the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son as they honor the Father. Truly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. The picture of Nicodemus, of Jesus saying to Nicodemus, he who believes in the Son is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And don't you see, that really is what our text for this morning is all about. As Yahweh, through his prophet, notes the apostasy of his people, his chosen people, and pronounces judgment on them because of their sin, but then promises redemption, as he himself will act to restore their righteousness, as he himself will act to recall them to a faithful response to his mercy and to his love. After that, he said, those who repent shall be redeemed, but those who forsake the Lord shall be consumed. We who are God's people today have seen this promise fulfilled, as our Savior, the Savior of the nations, as we called him in our first hymn, has come. And it is that which we do celebrate during this Advent season. And as we celebrate, we see both the judgment and the promise of Advent, for both really are wrapped up in the message. message of this season. Our King is coming. He has come. He will come again. He comes to us daily in word and sacrament. The only true preparation for our celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ is the preparation of faith. For one, if one has faith that the baby whose birthday we are preparing to celebrate, whose birthday we anticipate, is the Son of God, our Savior, then the promise of Advent is already ours. But if that faith is lacking, then we ourselves have already pronounced the judgment, as we, like God's people of old, have rejected the righteousness, the salvation, which has been given to us and has been revealed to us by our God. Oh, but we know that. We respond. We are God's people. That's what this place, this seminary, is all about. And it's true. But still, we need to hear the message for the security of just such an attitude that we already know that is where the danger lies, as our focus may shift from faith in Jesus Christ and the nurturing of that faith to only arguing such things as the fine points of justification or of sanctification, or the proper approach to our study and examination of the Scriptures, or the question of whether Advent really is the beginning of the church year or not, or whether it's simply a continuation of the old, as it continues the emphasis on judgment and promise for the meeting and preparation for the meeting of our King. And all these discussions are necessary. In fact, sometimes they're kind of fun. Indeed, they also aid us in the growth of our faith as we understand our God's will for our lives. But the point is that for salvation and for celebration, faith alone is all that we need. Faith in the promises of God, and faith that those promises have been fulfilled, so that we today, by God's grace alone, can be the city of righteousness, the faithful city, which Yahweh promises through the prophet Isaiah. And that's what these daily chapel services are all about. That's what the weekly services of Holy Communion are all about. A reminder that the Christian life is centered in worship, which is our response to our faith, and not in the academia of the classroom. And so as we worship together in this morning hour, and as we study the Word together, as we hear the message of the judgment and promise of Advent, we rejoice and we give thanks that our Father has called us to be His own, has forgiven us all of our sins as we remember in the Holy Communion, and as the Holy Communion assures us, and that our Father now leads us daily to live our lives in faith, knowing that the promise is ours. Amen.